ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Hare Krishna, we are reading from 10th canto, chapter 54, The Marriage of Krishna and Rukmini, text number 6. Tesha tadvikramam veera gada sankarshanah adaya Amrishyamana Narachai Jagno Hayagaja Ratha Tesham Tadvikramam Veera Tesham Tadvikramam Veera Gada Sankarshanadaya Gada Sankarshanadaya Amrishyamana Narachai Amrishyamana Narachai Jagnur Hayagajan Ratha Jagnur Hayagajan Ratha Tesham Tadvikramam Veera Gada Sankarshanadayai Amrishyamana Narachai Jagnur Hayagajan Ratha Tesham Tadvikramam Veera Gada Sankarshanadayah Amrishyamana Narachai Jagnur Hayagajan Ratha Jagnur Hayagajan Ratha Narachai Jagnur Hayagajan Ratha Mataji's Tesham Tadvikramam Veera Gada Sankarshanadayah Amrishyamana Narachai Tesham By them, the opposing kings, Tat that Vikramam, show of the prowess. Viraha, the heroes. Gada, the younger brother of Lord Krishna. Sankarshana, Lord Balaram. Adayaha, and others. Amrishyamana, not tolerating. Narachai, with arrows made of iron. Jagnuho, they struck. Haya, horses. Gaja, elephants. Ratha, and chariots. Translation by disciples of His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The heroes of the Lord's army, headed by Gada and Sankarshana, could not tolerate the aggression of the opposing kings. Thus, with iron arrows, they began to strike down the enemy's horses, elephants, and chariots. There is no purport, so we'll read the next verse. Petu shiram sirathinam ashvinam gajinam bhuvi sakundala kiritani soshnishani sakotisah. The heads of the soldiers fighting on the chariots, horses and elephants fell to the ground by the millions. Some heads wore earrings and helmets and others turbans. Text 8.
Hasta shashi gade rasa karabha uravongriyaha ashwa shatara nagostra kharamartya shiramsicha.
Lying all around were thighs, legs and fingerless hands. Along with the hands, clutching swords, clubs and bows. And also the heads of horses, donkeys, elephants, camels, wild asses and humans. Purport. Karabha indicates the portion of the hand from the wrist to the base of the fingers. The same word may also indicate an elephant's trunk. And thus, in this verse, the implication is that the thighs lying on the battlefields resemble the trunks of the elephants.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaidaika Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhyah Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Shriman Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvantodita Aditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varsha Aksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Matsangi Manguro Manmahadhana Madanistaraga Madamagya Madanando Namostute Asadu Saduta Dainati Nichichotaraka Hanamuncha Kadachin Mam Premnarita Kanthayo Spuraha.
Hare Krishna. In the Niti Shastra, there is a very beautiful verse which describes that Murkhopi Shobhate Tavat Sabhayan Vastra Veshtita Tavatcha Shobhate Murkho Yavat Kinchina Bhashate. A fool is not recognized amongst the well-dressed people until unless he starts speaking something. So, very soon you'll hear some foolish talk, so please forgive me for this. I am not at all qualified to speak on such a elevated topic, especially the 10th canto. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and seniors, so I can speak something sensible for my own purification and for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. So in these three verses, in this chapter of the marriage of Krishna and Rukmini, the war comes to an end, where the soldiers, Shri Baladev and other army men, when they see that the opposing party is showing off their prowess and that Mother Rukmini is afraid and she is looking at Krishna, that you know, what will happen now? And when Krishna gives the assurance, don't worry, your army will take care of this. So then, getting the hint from Krishna, they all fought so valiantly that the whole army was destroyed and it turned into a sea of blood, where the residues of the bodies and their parts was floating. And within these three verses, Jarasandha, Shishupal, everybody are defeated. The Lord has not yet fought. He'll fight. Very soon Rukmi will come charging. But here, you know, in the last class we were mentioning how the verse mentions as to how Krishna married Rukmini in the Rakshasa style. And we were discussing how there are different kinds of marriages, and one of the marriages is Rakshasa marriage, where essentially the ingredients of Rakshasa marriage is that the girl has to be abducted and there has to be killing and bloodfare, and the opposing party, the opposing family, you know, somebody gets killed. So here, you know, the proper description, it matches to the whole pastime, where you know, there will, everywhere there is blood, and you know, such a ghastly, you know, this is a ghastly scene. I was imagining for a very delicate lady like Rukmini, she has to witness, you know, such a ghastly scene of blood everywhere. But that is the nature of the Kshatriya, you know, clan, where this is what they are, you know, brought up with. And this is what essentially their, you know, Bhagavad Gita mentions in the 18th chapter, what are the qualities of Kshatriya. Shauryam tejo dhitirdaksham yudde charvapalayanam danam ishvara bhavascha kshatra karma svabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the natural qualities of the work of the Kshatriyas. And it's very interesting that Prabhupada gives the word-to-word translation of apalayanam means, apalayan means running away, fleeing, coming back. But apalayanam means not retrieving back, but fighting, you know, courage. Whatever situation may be, but they go ahead. So like this, the whole pastime, it gives us such an indication on how Krishna showed the qualities of a Kshatriya. Whatever he has mentioned, he has shown also in his pastimes. Just like Gada and Sankarsana, Lord Baladev and other army men, other soldiers who come and take part in the battle for the Lord, there have been many, many stories where Lord Krishna has himself come as a soldier and fought for his devotees. It's very hopeful to read these pastimes because both of them are active to protect the living entity. King Kulashekhar, he prays in the Mukundamala, Krishno rakshatuno jagatraya guru krishnam namadhum sada krishnena akhila shatravo vinihata krishnaya tasmai nama krishna reva samutthitam jagadidam कृष्णस्य दासोऽस्म्यहम् कृष्णे तिष्ठति विश्ववेददखिलम् हे कृष्ण रक्षस्व माम्।
King Kulasekara is saying that the Lord Krishna, the spiritual master of the entire universe, he protects. He is the owner, he is the proprietor. If you surrender to him, he will come to your protection. And looking at the active soldiers of Lord Krishna, we get the assurance that not only the Lord will come and protect, but his devotees will also will come and protect. That is the hope for a Vaishnava society, that if not the Lord coming personally, but he sends his devotees for the protection. The protection might be the protection of the body, protection of the character, any protection, but protection is guaranteed. So apparently in some situations it might look that somebody is physically harmed, but definitely the ultimate protection is guaranteed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Like that, there are so many different pastimes where Lord Krishna has personally come. You know, there's a amazing story where the king wants to know as to why he's asking his minister as to why does your, in the Hindu faith, that your Lord comes himself and takes incarnation. You know, if he is so powerful, why can't he, you know, tell his energies to go and protect? Why does he has to come, you know? He's supposed to be the king. Why he's supposed to come down and fight and, you know, engage in bloodshed, you know? Just tell the energies to do something, tell his ministers to do something. So the minister, he waits for the answer. He said, I'll give you the answer, let me think about it. And very soon, as the king, you know, as the king enjoys, he has his own lake and he is swimming, or not, he's sailing on a boat in the lake. This minister, he creates effigy of the son of the king and throws that effigy in the water. You know, that effigy has the clothes of the son of the king. And looking at that, the king doesn't see here and there, doesn't see left and right, and just goes and jumps and tries to save the effigy. And looking at the effigy, he just wonders and says, what kind of joke is this? This is the way you deal with your emperor? He said, this is my answer, my lord, this is my answer. You see, looking at your son drowning, you could not tolerate. You had to jump yourself. Why? Because of that affection, that bond of love between you and your son. So here, the Supreme Lord also has that bond of affection, that love for his devotees. And because of that, he himself comes. He takes the trouble to leave the enjoyment and come and do some hard work for the benefit of his devotees. Similarly, there are many stories where Lord Krishna has himself come, represented his devotee. It's not that, you know, you go ahead and I represent you. I'll be behind you and you work ahead and I will take care of you. He is there in forefront. No, we have the story, if you can please correct me, this, the king of Jaipur, Man Singh or Jai Singh? Where that king, as he was so pakka in his sadhana, he closed his doors. And a particular period of time, that much was fixed for his sadhana, and whatever might happen, he would not come out. And he had told nobody should disturb him. So here, the neighboring army, the neighboring country, they attacked. The neighboring kingdom, they attacked. And they were wondering what to do. So they told the Rajmata, can you please help? Can you please, you know, alert the king that very soon, you know, there is going to be a big attack, please do something. So Rajamata was very much worried that, you know, he has told me not to disturb, but what to do? He said, okay, somehow there she knocked on the door, and as he opened, he said, I told you not to disturb me. He said, but this was very urgent. The kingdom is in danger, please do something. He said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm busy in my sadhana. Please, have faith. Everything will be alright. And he closed the door. And they're wondering what will happen now. But after some time, the door opened. The king was fully armored, ready for fighting. And he went. Called for his horse. And he went, valiantly fought, defeated the army, came back and closed the door. So they're wondering, you know, such an amazing show, such an amazing display of valor, that within minutes everything was over. Then again the door opened and the king came out and everybody was glorifying him. I was wondering, what are you all saying? He said, yeah, you fought so valiantly. He said, fought? For past 3 hours I was sitting there doing my sadhana. So that time he came to know that Lord came to protect his kingdom and him. Like that, there are such amazing devotees for whom the Lord is ready to do anything and everything. And such was such amazing devotee and such advanced devotee was King Purushottam Dev. King Purushottam Dev his kingdom, no, his reign was from 1470 AD to 1497. His father, Kapilendra Dev, Gajapati Raja Kapilendra Dev, they are called. He had many queens and many children. So he was wondering what to do, whom to put as a heir to the kingdom. And the speciality of the kings of Orissa is they consider themselves to be the Sevak Raja, servant king, who does everything on the behalf of the Supreme Lord Jagannath. Whatever they have to do, even somebody has to be punished, somebody has to be glorified, they take permission of Lord Jagannath, considering him to be the supreme goal of their life, his service and his kingdom. So he asked Lord Jagannath, you know, please tell me amongst all of my children, who is the most qualified to be the king? And then Lord Jagannath himself told that Purushottam Dev, please put him as the king. And when the other queens and their children came to know that Purushottam Dev will be put as the prince regent, so it is said that he was attacked, you know, Purushottam Dev was attacked so that he can be killed and the whole, you know, inheritance can be gone to somebody else. So it said that he was, you know, at a particular time there were 18 spears which were shot against Purushottam Dev, and it is said that not even one touched him. And looking at that, they understood that he's fully protected by Lord Jagannath. It's better that, you know, we leave this place. So the day he became the prince regent, since then all the brothers just fled Puri and said, no, we can't stay here because Lord Jagannath's full protection is on this king. So Lord Purushottam Dev, King Gajapati Raja Purushottam Dev, was very advanced in his devotion to Sri Jagannath. And just as the nature of Kshatriyas is that, you know, they go on getting more and more kingdom for the Lord, so he was on an, you know, campaign to get more kingdom, and he went to Kanchipuram, and there he met the king whose name was Salvu Narsingha. Salvu Narsingha, when he saw that Purushottam Dev is at the outskirts of Kanchipuram, he said, he's a very, very virtuous person and with a clean character and exactly perfectly fit to become a king. So he said, let me make a truce with this king and let me offer my daughter's hand, Sri Padmavati Devi's hand, as an offering for this truce. Already Purushottam Dev and Padmavati Devi had met and they already had liked each other and chosen each other. but they were just waiting for the formal way, you know. Just like if the king, there is not a formal wedding, then there will be a Rakshasa wedding if he likes somebody. So here already Salu Narsingh had decided, fine, we'll have it. And Purushottam Dev and Padmavati Devi were very, very happy that very soon they will be able to together serve Lord Jagannath. But Purushottam Dev could not wait. King Purushottam Dev could not wait for the marriage ceremony, because that is the time for Rath Yatra. And you know, just as we have a festival, you know, waiting, you know, we have a festival in line, you know, just like we have a Pushabhishek coming on 31st, so everybody arranges the date in such a way that they are present there on that day so that they don't miss the festival. And especially if you have a very, very, you know, important service to do. So for King Purushottam Dev, who is a Kshatriya, for him the most important service was sweeping for Lord Jagannath. Sweeping is considered in the outside world as a very chandala activity, it's a very low class activity. But when that activity is done for the Supreme Lord, that activity becomes very glorious. And it was his pride that I am sweeping for Lord Jagannath. So he wanted to be back at that time. And he invited Salu Narsingha, please come to Jagannath Puri and attend this amazing festival going on for so many years, for millions of years. Please come attend this. Salu Narsingha had a very, very important commitment. And now, already the marriage was fixed, but they wanted to give an official proposal. So he sent his minister, whose name was Chinnabhatta Gaudaranga. Chinnabhatta Gaudaranga went to Puri with the official proposal. He was awestruck and amazed to see the empire of Purushottam Dev. The amazing kingdom, the amazing people, the amazing attitude. He was fully awestruck, but he had to leave. So Purushottam Dev said, please, the king said, please wait, very soon the Rath Yatra festival will start. And as many devotees have witnessed, you know, as you wait, you know, the crescendo of the whole festival just keeps on increasing. Slowly, 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 he was there in the crowd, you know, witnessing the pahandi of Lord Jagannath, where the servants of Lord Jagannath, they, you know, escort the Lord on the Rath by getting him slowly, slowly, where the cushion is placed and the cushion gets burst. So looking at the amazing festival, definitely he is from Kanchipuram. Kanchipuram is known for the amazing palkis, you know. Kanchipuram is known for different kinds of amazing umbrellas that they have, you know. As the Lord Bharadraj, he takes a stroll in his own temple, there is beautiful, colorful umbrellas that are used. But here was an amazing festival where a huge Ratha, the huge Lord, is climbing in an intoxicated way. So he was totally awestruck. He was said, my God, what an amazing king, what an amazing kingdom. Padmavati is so very fortunate to get such an amazing husband. But then he saw an amazing scene. He saw the same king dressed and carrying a broom and sweeping in front of Jagannath. And that he just could not take. You know, many times it happens. And you know, those who come from a very smart background, you know, when they see a little bit, you know, deviation in the rules, they just cannot take it. They just cannot understand the devotional side of it. They just cannot tolerate it. You know, it just cannot. They cannot overlook it. So here, when minister saw that, you know, the king is sweeping, he said, it's a chandala activity. How can a king do this? He said, you know, I mean, he has no self dignity. This cannot tolerate it. He just left then and there and he went back to Salu Narsingha and told him, do you know what your son-in-law is? He said, he's a good king, but he is performing this activity of a chandala, sweeping the roads of Puri? What is this? Salu Narasingha, taking the opinion of his minister, he said, I don't think it's a good proposal. So he sends back a messenger and says that, you know, we would not like to continue with the proposal because of the Chandala activity which the king displayed on the Rathyatra day. Purushottam Dev got very offended. Not offended because he was rejected the proposal, but because the service of Lord was defamed, was seen, you know, was looked down upon. And upon that, Salvu Narasingha, he arranged for a Swayamvara for Padmavati Devi and did not call purposely only Purushottam Dev. So, you know, he got more incinerated. What's happening? So then, in a Kshatriya spirit, he challenged the king of Kanchipuram and said, you know, come for a fight. And as a king he is, he also accepted the challenge and he said, but if you lose the battle, I have a condition. My worshipable Lord Ganesh, if you lose your deities of Jagannath, Balya, Subhadra, I will get them to Kanchipuram and keep them behind Lord Ganesh. And if you win, I will get my, you can take my Lord Ganesh and put him behind Lord Jagannath. You know, as a, in Kanchipuram itself, when in Shiva Kanchi, Lord Nityanandru went and he saw the devotees of Lord Shiva and devotees of Lord Vishnu fighting over a trivial matter, he started laughing. He said that, you know, they absolutely don't have an idea of what they are doing. Their lords are in absolute union, but their devotees have a, you know, they don't understand the moods of their own lord and they are fighting. So understanding the childish, you know, this childish bet that Salu Narasingha has put, Purushottam Dev, you know, as a Kshatriya, he accepted it. It's fine. Let's do it. And as Purushottam Dev charged, unfortunately, he was very, very badly defeated. And not only that, as he was resting one day in his camp, the whole camp got on fire. So he just left. He had to run back. I was wondering, you know, what do I do? Because he was so scared that, you know, in my rage to take revenge, you know, what have I done? I have put at stake the deities of Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. It was very, very, it was because of the attachment to the deities, he was so very morose. And as he was walking, he came by an ashram of a householder ascetic, Saikatacharya. And as he entered the ashram, he rested there. The muni came and, you know, nicely, you know, in a very hospitable way, greeted him and said, you know, what happened? Oh king, why are you so despondent? He told the whole story that this is what has happened. I have been defeated and now I will have to surrender Jagannath, Balaraya, Subhadra. You know, how will I live? How will the entire public, entire, you know, all the devotees of Jagannath will live? You know, I have put everybody to shame. He said, you take permission for everything, right? Did you take permission of Lord Jagannath before coming for this fight? He said, yes, I forgot it. I have forgotten. That very moment, King Purushottam Dev, he left and came in the inner chambers of Puri, the Nilachal Dham. He went into the Shri temple and closing himself in the room of the Lord, he was begging to the Lord. He said, oh Lord, I wasn't fighting for my own fame. I was fighting so that I can honor your pride. Please do something. My defeat is your defeat. Won't you help me? Why didn't you come to protect me? Please. And as he was praying intensely, it was dark. And there the Lord spoke. He said, don't worry. Tomorrow, myself and Baladev will come and fight for you. Don't fear. go ahead and fight. So the whole news, you know, just spread around the whole city, and anybody, old, young, abled, disabled, when they heard that Lord will fight for the king and he is going to be in front, so everybody joined the army. You know, you can just imagine it. Like everybody, you know, able or disabled, we'll fight. You know, whatever, even if with a small needle, but I'll fight. You know, that kind of such enthusiasm came in the entire kingdom. So everybody joined. But next day, Purushottam was wondering, where is Jagannath Baldev? Where is Jagannath Baldev? What is happening? So he was wondering what happened. But at that time, you know, far from Puri temple, there were two soldiers, one riding on a black horse and one riding on a white horse. They were charging towards the direction of fight. And there, they became very thirsty and hungry. So they came to a village near the Chilika lake. And there, they asked an old lady who was selling buttermilk. She asked, can you please give us the buttermilk? So she was very happy, because, you know, when a vendor is carrying something, if everything gets over, you know, he's happy, he can go back and rest. So here she saw, you know, there are such, you know, nicely jeweled and nicely dressed warriors are coming. Definitely, you know, mera kaam ban gaya, I'm done. So they drank the entire buttermilk. And when she asked, you know, please, you know, give something, said, we don't have anything. She started crying. She said, please, my whole family, it survives on the earnings I earn. Please, please help me and give me something. So he said, he removed his Ratna Mudrika, one of the soldiers, on the black horse, and he gave it to the lady and said, see, take this. My king is coming behind. Give this ring to him, and he will reimburse you profusely. Do not worry. So she was very happy. And they charged ahead. The king came behind, worried still, you know, where is Jagannath Baldev Subhadra? Doubts, wondering, you know, because it's a matter of, you know, staking Jagannath Baldev Subhadra's deity. So he was absolutely worried. And then he saw that the whole army, you know, this old lady, her name was Manika, she came and was standing in between and said, you know, your two soldiers have gone ahead and they have given me this ring, and they said that you will pay for it. Can you please give? So when they saw that this is the same Ratna Mudrika that Lord Jagannath wears, this was an assurance that the Lord has come. And not only has come, he has gone ahead to fight. So the king was very, very happy. He looked at the lady and he said, you know how fortunate you are. You have got the darshan of Sakshat Jagannath and Baladev. Please don't worry. You know, what to speak of, you know, the amount for this small pot of buttermilk. I give you the villages here, and this village that you stay in, Lord Jagannath has reciprocated with you. Henceforth will be called as Manikapattan. Till date, there is a village of Manikapattan near Jagannath Puri. So then, Lord Purushottam Dev went, and he saw that how valiantly Lord Baladev and Lord Krishna, they fought and defeated Salvu Narsingha. And after that, Lord Ganesh's deity was brought back to Puri and kept. Till date, it is, you know, in the precincts of Jagannath temple, Shri temple, there are different temples, you know, and in that there is Kanchi Ganesh, very, very huge and very, very ornately carved deity. Also, with Kanchi Ganesh, Purushottam Dev, being a devotee, he also got the deities of Radha Kant, which are, you know, which were kept in Jagannath temple also. And also, he requested Shri Sakshi Gopal to please come to his kingdom. As he installed Radha Kant in the temple near the kitchen, Lord Jagannath complained to Lala Purushottam Dev, you know, that before the bhoga comes to my altar, the deities of Radha Kant are already eating the best of the dishes. So please kindly shift them somewhere else. So then these deities, Radha Radha Kant, were shifted to the house of Kashi Mishra. And you know, the description comes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of how Purushottam Dev, he went to the deity of Sakshi Gopal.
Purushottam Devasei Bada Bhakta Arya Gopala Charane Magi Chalamora Rajya.
King Purushottam Dev was a great devotee and was advanced in the civilization of Aryans. He began at the lotus feet. He begged at the lotus feet of Gopal, "Please come to my kingdom."
Tara bhakti vasabo Gopala, Tara agya dilo Gopal laila sei Katak aila.
The great city of Kataka, you know, the amazing city of Kataka, there Sri Sakshi Gopal agreed to come and reside. As he is always obliged to the devotion, when the king begged him to come to his kingdom, Gopal, who was already obliged for his devotional service, accepted his prayer, and thus king took the Gopal deity and went back to Katak. And after installing the beautiful deity of Sakshi Gopal, it's a very huge deity, very very beautiful in appearance, he installed him in a temple in Katak. And as Queen Padmavati, you know, of course we didn't finish the story of the their marriage, but with the booty, with all the deities and all the booty, even the queen, even Padmavati Devi was got back. But because he was insulted, Purushottam Dev, he made it a point, he said that I will not marry her, but because her father criticized the Chandala activity, she will be married to a Chandala. And he tells his minister that please get her married to a qualified Chandala. So Padmavati Devi becomes very very tensed. She's wondering, you know, what is this, you know, what a great calamity has come upon me that I have to marry a Chandala and I'll no more be the queen of Orissa. So the minister, he waited for almost a year, and when the next Rath Yatra came, he told Padmavati Devi, "Get ready, today is your marriage." So she was wondering, "Oh my God, whom is he going to give it to, you know, give myself to?" So she was really praying to Lord Jagannath, "Please fulfill my desire. I have given myself to Purushottam Dev mentally. So please fulfill my desire and arrange my marriage with Purushottam Dev." So as the Pahandi was done, and King Purushottam Dev again came in front with a humble dress for his favorite service of sweeping. And as he was sweeping, this minister came in front of the king and said, "Oh my dear king, I have selected the best Chandala in the whole Puri to get married, you know, to marry Padmavati Devi." So Purushottama said, "Okay, you found him, no? Get her married, no? Don't disturb me, I am busy." So he said, "But wouldn't you want to know who he is?" He said, "Whoever he is, granted, just get married, you know, get her married to him." Said, so he proclaimed boldly that the king has told me to get her married to the most qualified person. And according to me, there is no more qualified person other than king. So the king wondered, he said, "You're calling me Chandala?" He said, "No, for today's day, you are a Chandala, you're doing this Chandala activity for Lord Jagannath." So with a smile on his face, Purushottam Dev accepted, and the marriage was done. And when Sakshi Gopal deity was installed in Katak, the queen went to see take darshan of Sakshi Gopal, and that time she wondered, as to, "I have this precious, you know, moti, you know, the best quality of the moti is called as Basra pearl. The original pearls, there are very different qualities, and the best quality is Basra pearl, which, you know, if somebody goes to buy it, might cost, you know, 10,000s or lakhs, one pearl." So she had the best quality Basra pearl, and she was wearing it, but she wanted to offer it to the Lord. You can imagine, no? If she's the one she is wearing it, she wants to offer, how costly it must be. She was wondering, if there is a hole, you know, this moti is worn in the middle of the two nostrils. So she was wondering, if there is a hole there, I can exactly fit this. So she expressed that to Purushottam Dev, you know, if it's possible, we can offer this pearl. So the Pujari told, the Lord, King Purushottam Dev told that, please, Pujari check. So Pujari checked, and there was a hole. The Lord came into the dream and said, in my childhood, Mother Yashoda had put this pearl in the middle of my nostrils. So definitely I will accept it. And next day, with a beautiful procession, the pearl was offered. Until date, they put this pearl to Sakshi Gopalji. So, such is the amazing life and such is the amazing devotion of the devotees of the Lord, for whom He is ready to do anything and everything. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any corrections or any questions? Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Bol.